idea there of what you've done with the place. So very you. It's inspiring. Oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you up? I'm sorry, I just got excited. What? What am I doing here? I'm visiting. I'm your friendly neighbor come to visit. So what if it's midnight? Oh, you were sleeping. So what if you were sleeping? You never minded before. Before. Oh, darling, this isn't my first visit. How did I get in? I have a key. You are adorable. Don't mind me, just go back to sleep. I'll be over to watch you in a little bit. I just want to get all the details of the decor. You know, I never would have... Leave? Why would I leave? Oh, you are a funny little thing. So possessive. Possessive? You're possessive of your space. You think I'm intruding? Oh, no, no, no. My pretty little doll. Tell me, what story have you told yourself? Tell me. Oh, you'll call the police, will you? Well, the phone's not connected, so... No, I didn't cut the line. It was never connected. Oh, my darling little doll. Who do you think I am? Your creepy neighbor. Now, that's a little bit insulting, isn't it? But rather creative. I like it. You, oh, you are something else. My finest work. And this house? It's a masterpiece. This. Oh. This is going to make me a lot of money. You are adorable. Stop. Stop. Look around. Do you think this is an ordinary house? Isn't it just a little bit off? Look at me, your creepy neighbor. Am I only your neighbor? Oh, my little doll, the stories you tell yourself to make it bearable. You're getting more creative. Now, is that something I should be worried about? Should I be worried that you're thinking? I think I should. It is such a pity, though. Because you are so, so cute. But I'm not your creepy neighbor. I'm the doll maker. And you're my doll. I made you. And this. This is a doll's house. Oh, you're real, are you? Well, I'm sorry, Pinocchio. Pinocchio. He thought he was real too. You're not real. This house isn't real. I created you. I breathed life into you, and you became my living doll. A bit too living. But what to do, what to do? You see, the people I sell my dolls to, they don't want real, they don't want creative. They just want a doll. A doll that they can transfer themselves into. You see, the human body, it doesn't last forever. It decays, it rots. But a doll, oh, a doll will stay young and beautiful for an age. But for a doll to hold a soul, well, it needs a little bit of realness. But you are too real. I should have known. The way you decorated this house, far too individual. Far too real. So disappointing. You're so pretty, and you would have made me so much money. Oh, I'm a crazy person. Oh, there you go. Trying to rationalize it. You want to be real so very badly. But you're not. If you don't believe me, just look in the mirror. Look at your eyes. You see, eyes are the one thing I can never, ever perfect. They're just glass. You can see it, can't you? Don't cry, because you can't. You're just a doll. A broken doll who thinks they're real. And it is such a pity because you are so pretty, but I like to watch you sleep. I like it when you're still. It'll be just like going to sleep. You just won't wake up. And all this will go back to how it was. A blank slate, waiting for the next doll. I'm going to miss you. Maybe I could keep you. Keep you as my very own. Surely a doll maker is allowed a doll of her own. Yes. I think I'll keep you. I'm sorry I disturbed you. I just got confused. I thought this was my house. And my key just opened the lock. I mean, that makes no sense, but you believe me, don't you? Of course you do. It's the only explanation. It's the only thing that makes sense. So creative. I'll let you sleep. I'll visit you again soon, my little doll.